Long before Boris Karloff lumbered onto the movie screen as Frankenstein's creature, this horror story sprung from the vivid imagination of a teenage Mary Godwin. She was spending the stormy summer of 1816 in Switzerland with a cysin, her married lover Percy Bysshe Shelley, and the poet Lord Byron.
They were hanging out on the banks of Lake Geneva telling ghost stories, and Lord Byron said, "We can do better than these. Let's make up our own." And he set everybody to the task, and Mary came up with Frankenstein as a result of that challenge. She was 18 years old, and she was an unwed mother of an infant.
That's Susan Tyler Hitchcock, the author of Frankenstein, A Cultural History. The Charlottesville-based writer says the themes of Frankenstein are just as timely today as they were when it was written nearly two centuries ago.
Every generation is going to face this question of daring to push the limits of knowledge. Do I dare? Do I dare to try something whose outcome I'm not sure of? That's what this book is all about. That's what this myth is all about.
Now, there's a case to be made that Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is the first science fiction novel, and that leads to another reason why this tale continues to haunt and fascinate us.
Because we've gotten closer and closer to making life, and so every time we get another story about cloning or stem cell research, the myth of Frankenstein is brought up again and has a new meaning.
Susan's interest, some might say obsession, with Frankenstein began 20 years ago with a dime store Halloween mask. Since then, she's amassed more than 500 monster-related items, some of which will be on display at UVA's Rotunda.
I've got books, I've got comic books, I've got greeting cards, I've got the socks and the boxer shorts and the apron and the tea
The young
towel.
Woman who has the job of sorting through all this stuff is Shannon Gorman. She's the student curator of the Frankenstein exhibit for the university's Rare Book School.
We think it's exciting to sort of take Frankenstein as a study of how this book grew into a myth and then eventually became this cultural icon that people recognize whether or not they've read the book or know who Mary Shelley is. You know, when you see that guy with the bolts in his head, you know it's Frankenstein.
There will be a vast array of Frankensteiniana in this exhibition, but the Dome Room won't hold Susan Tyler Hitchcock's entire collection.
What else do we have here? Oh, SpongeBob SquarePants as Frankenstein's monster. Oh, yes, we have a mug. Here
About 140 items will be on display through October, and there are currently talks underway for a Frankenstein conference in the fall.
This is my favorite right here. He is about a foot tall, and he's a kind of a sweet cartoonish version. And his fists are poised, perhaps to fight, but in fact to dance. Shall we let him dance? Okay, it'll take a moment here. His eyes light up when he dances.
For VFH Radio, at the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities, I'm Nancy King.